Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Ron is out. Brandon Scott is in. T-Mills on the ones and twos. We're rocking and rolling, and the Texans are active again. They finally, in 2 days, they went radio silent on us, and then Tyler hits that breaking news button over here. The Texans are trading for Vikings former second-round pick Ed Ingram. He is a guard. Definitely adds depth. They gave a sixth-round pick for him. I think he's got $3.4 million left on his contract. 1 year left on his contract. Be a free agent next year. They got a sixth-round pick for him.
You're a Tiger, but now you're a Texan.
Obviously,
man.
A guy that started a lot, played a lot of football in Minnesota, but was benched this year. Yeah. And was piled on a bit this year with Minnesota, so we'll see what this means for Houston. But another, to me, this is, I'm going to go ahead and couch this as kind of the Lake and Tomlinson, just a definitely for sure a depth piece, a piece that'll be competing for a job in the in camp. And we'll see what comes of it. Obviously, a big talented, a former second round pick out of LSU, big talented kid. We'll see if again, Nick Caley and Cole Popovich can get the best out of him.
Yeah, this is a guy who's got some experience, but it feels like more of a reclamation project. Like, right? Like, if you look at it, he's not particularly, like, he struggles in pass pro. That's a red flag because that's the issue that the Texans have had. And he's not particularly great in the run game. He's better in the run game than he is in pass pro. You know, which they need to be probably better in that area as well. But his weakness is in pass protection. He was benched for this reason. Now he's got experience, but you know, there's a reason why he was in that position. Probably considered the weak link of the Vikings offensive line last year, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he can't be worked with or that there's no value in him, at all, especially being a second round pick. I was kind of looking at this during the break. He's been pretty open with some of the things that he struggled with. I think it's a more of a reclamation project more than anything. Somebody that can come in and compete, a potential depth piece. But if, like, let's say that, you know, Nick Caley and Cole Popovich can do something with the guy, it could be one of those one man's trash is the next man's treasure type of things. And that's not to say he's like some kind of all pro or anything. But can he be better than Shaq Mason was last year with a change of scenery and a new coaching staff? I wouldn't rule it out.
Well, look, I mean, here's the deal. Some of the stuff that was going on here, I know Minnesota won a bunch of games, but as it pertains to pressure in the quarterback, some of the things that were going on here is what we watched late in the season from Minnesota. Quarterback holding the football too long, play caller continuing to try to drive the football down the field at the mercy of the offensive line. And now look, I'm not saying that the offensive line shouldn't have been better. But there were late in the season, there were no, the demise of the Vikings was sure not the inability to handle pressure. But a lot of that, again, had to do with the play caller and the quarterback as well and their approach. So look, to me, I go back to the Laremy Tunsil, trade. Like this ain't moving the needle for me in terms of the things that have been said from this organization and the biggest move in the offseason this year, trading Laremy Tunsil. Right? I mean, you cannot, absolutely cannot have Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, Cole Popovich, and Nick Cayley, and every decision maker, either with the team or on the offensive side of the football, talking about, we got to fix this pass protection, which was one of the worst in the league from the inside out. We got to fix it from the inside out. We got to fix it from the inside out. We got to fix it from the inside out. And we go get Lakin Tomlinson, and we go get Ed Ingram for a sixth round. Like that can't be. That can't be the, we're going to move on from Laremy Tunsil to allow ourselves to change the culture, to allow ourselves to sign other guys, to allow our coaches to coach, to allow, you know, whatever leadership, whatever culture, whatever standard is going to be set on the offensive line. We're going to allow all that to take place. And we're going, the only other thing we're going to change is we're going to bring in Lakin and we're going to bring in Ed.
But see,
like that's not going
to
add up.
But honestly, Clint, this is what goes back to my lack of celebration a couple of days
fair.
Ago.
Absolutely, 100% fair.
Because to me, we are here because of a failed attempt at doing exactly what you're talking about. Fair. Like I'll give them credit for this. They tried to do exactly what you're saying. It just did not work the way that they wanted it to. But they paid all of that money to Laremy Tunsil. They extend Titus Howard and give him the money because they think he's the right tackle. And they draft Kenyon Green high. And Juice Scruggs is a second-round pick. And Shaq Mason is somebody that they trade for and give extra money. And they tried to throw money and resources at it before, and it didn't work. And so now this is like the flip side of, okay, now we got to blow it up. What we did the last time didn't work. Do we use a different strategy? And if that strategy is different, like what exactly does that look like? And I know I get what you're saying, but now this is like, to me, the consequences. Okay, we had the big money offensive line, so now let's get this small money offensive line and see if we can just make them work in concert together.
Well, I mean,
it's the risk of it.
If you want to go from a market setting left tackle and get that off your books, and then you want to spread it out across your O-line, cool. I mean, Ed Ingram and Lakin
Tomlinson, not enough.
You're not even accomplishing that.
That's not going to get it done.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're not, that can't be the plan. Like the plan cannot be, you know, we're going to create this cap space and move on from a great player so that we can then go out there and get these bottom of the barrel guys to come in here and hopefully it works out. Like that cannot be the plan. I like the move that they're trading. Look, I don't want to poo-poo the move because I said it yesterday. When you look at their interior offensive line, hell, at this point, they need bodies, right? And if you're not gonna use a first and second round pick on the interior offensive line, then you know you better go sign them in free agency, and then on top of that, you better bring in these caliber guys that could potentially be depth and compete for a spot, sure, but could potentially be depth. You got to do it all. Like you just from a body perspective, like you're looking at what you're looking at right now. And people say, oh, what about the draft? Okay, you even if you draft one in the first round, you still ain't got enough.
Yeah.
You're still shorthanded.
Well, I'm good with...
You still ain't moved the needle.
I'm good with bringing in guys that have experience and bringing those guys in to compete, you know, for these positions that they have of need.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, like, my concern is that what... And I don't think either of us know exactly what the plan is. We don't think that this right here is the plan or that the plan is finished. My concern, at least for you and anybody that's wanting to see any of the sexy moves, and I include myself as one of them, I'm concerned that whatever the plan is does not overwhelm you, does not, you know what I mean, does not impress you in that kind of way, and it's just going to kind of be this like nickel and diamond, like all the whole plan is going to make you feel like this, I feel like. It's just going to be a lot of guys coming in here to compete, and they're going to do that cliche of let's put our best five out
there. Can't do it. We got to move on from that. I mean, what they do with this offensive line and what D'Amico, let's be honest, what D'Amico does with this offensive line, this is going to shape the narrative around D'Amico Ryans. Right now, great coach, hot new coach, great defensive mind. Hey, took this team from a dumpster fire to winning 10 games and winning the division. Awful division. right? All right, cool. If D'Amico Ryans can't figure out the offensive side of the football, this is going to be the same book that we've read before with defensive-minded coaches that can't figure out the offensive side of the football and can't get it right and can't take that next step. This O-line has to get right. And I'm going to tell you what they've done so far. What these moves, like Lakin Tomlinson and this move, this Ed Ingram move, what this has done for me is this has removed in your depth, like your potential depth. Like last year, you were one play away from Kendrick Green, who should be a fullback in the NFL, playing left guard. You were an injury away from Jarrett Patterson, who's a center, having to play guard because you didn't have nobody else. At one point, you were a snap away from having to play Kenyon Green again late in the season after coming back from an injury, knowing damn good and well he didn't have no business being out there, right? These two moves right here should be moves that at least solidify those worries are a thing of the past. You're at least going to put a 6'5", 300-pounder out there that can ideally physically handle the NFL.
Clint,
every guard position.
Everything that we have laid out over the past hour is exactly why you can't really trust this organization's evaluation of the offensive line right now. Like how they go about building an offensive line. I'm not saying that
they're supposed to change that for me, damn it.
I'm not saying that they can't do it. I'm not trying to put limitations on it. I'm just saying based off of the receipts we have so far, it ain't good. And they threw money at it before. So, like, it's hard to be confident until they do it.
You say that, B. Scott. The two people that they threw money at are...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Like integral pieces all year.
No, I'm not saying not to throw money at it.
Now, Shaq messed the bed, but you look at Titus and Laramie.
I'm not saying not to throw money at it. I want them to continue to throw money. I'm saying we don't have the receipts to say that they are actually good at it.
Right.
Because money is a first round pick in Kenyon Green. Right. Money is the extension for Shaq Mason.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we just don't have enough to say that they're good.
Fair. Absolutely. All right. The Rockets, man. The Rockets got a nice little win at home last night versus the Suns, y'all. They equaled their win total from last year with 16 games to play. Obviously moving in the right direction. Durant and Booker, obviously on the Suns. They were on the floor last night, both played, but the best player on that floor was in a Rockets uniform.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.